You look nice right now.
Thank you.
So, what color are you trying to put on to that?
We're going to do black. I'm a dye.
Black?
Yeah, you a dye, right?
Yeah, what do you want? Permanent?
Man, that's what she was talking about. Yeah. That's what I knew.
What's up? What you looking for?
You got nail polish?
I guess the little teeth supposed to go underneath your weave and make sure it's dry. I don't know.
Wherever you're going to hit the bleach, it's going to lighten it.
Three packs of synthetic deep wave hair. 30-second hair glue to put the track in. Three pairs of number 79 human lashes. She likes big lashes. And one pair of gold bamboo earrings.
All right, see you.
My name is Bobby. Some people call me JJ. The store's name is JJ Discount. The address is 626 Cherry Hill Road. And I've been up here about 12 years.
Hello, JJ.
Because I grew up in Maryland.
Do you really need that much, seriously?
All my life, I've been up here, what did I say, about 48 now.
Wait a second, hold on. Hold on.
That's why I don't have an accent, and people find it hard to believe that I'm actually Korean.
Yeah, one pack of it.
They get a little surprised when they show up, because when they talk on the phone, they don't think that I'm Korean.
All right, fine, I got it.
I came to America when I was 4 years old.
Yeah,
1972. Back then, Korea was a third world country. No indoor plumbing. If you're coming from a third world country, you've never seen a supermarket. Family came and they can't read English. They see a can with the pictures and they're like, oh, that looks good. They took it, ate it, tasted good, and then later on they realized it was dog food.
Is that really true?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Eating dog food's not gonna kill you. There was a small group of Korean immigrants. So, you know, they all kind of tight-knit. Because of that, like everybody in the neighborhood, across the street there was somebody, down the street there was somebody else. You know, there was a Caucasian kid that was a couple years older than me. And, you know, I don't really speak English. I just want to play. I'm 4, 5, I'm bored. He was out there. He had a bike. So I started tagging along with him. And he was like, what's your name? Oh. So I'm going to call you Bobby. I was like, all right. There you go. I have a name.
I'm just in the mood for curly. I always change my hair. You can ask him. I'm always changing my hair.
Mm-hmm. I'm Tiffany. I'm 21 years old. So I grew up during the time we had, you know, recreation singers and all of that. And I just want you guys to, like, remember. Just think about when we actually had PAL singers and recreation singers and how we actually had relationships with the police officers in our neighborhoods and we were actually cool with them. Have you guys noticed that ever since they took all of our after-school programs, PAL singers, recreation singers, or whatever, either everyone wants to be a gangbanger, everyone's going to jail, everyone's high on Xanax, Molly, or any type of drug, everybody's pregnant, there's no guidance. It's rare you will find a 21-year-old female with less than 2 kids in Baltimore City. That's just something to think about.
$10 difference between the hair, so that's $10.60.
That's right.